Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning. It's 5 a.m. here in the Studo Financial Studios, and that means it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and with me, as always, one of Santa's helpers.
I like how you said that. I'm all about the decorating. Yes.
It's Kristen Hildebrand, Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen. All right, so we've been wearing fresh greenery all week.
Yes.
I mean, I just feel clothed in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my hands are starting to feel like it, too.
Yeah, it's hard on you. You need a good pair of gloves.
Absolutely. That pine will run the sap, and that cedar sometimes is sticky. So definitely make sure you wear gloves when you're working
with
fresh greens.
Right. And I like a little WD-40 to clean off those shears. Sometimes they get a little sticky in them, too.
They do. Make sure you clean up that gardening equipment.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you've made a grapevine wreath this week. Mm-hmm. All right. We've made a container garden this week with whatever that we're finding. So what else? What else is out there on the table to use?
Yeah. So a couple of the options I wanted to talk about with our listeners today is other ideas of ways to use fresh greenery. I know that a lot of times we think of wreaths most often, and even like garland. Sometimes people will use garland in different areas of their home, basically around the mantle. Sometimes they'll use it outdoors, like on their porches, to kind of make those areas look really, really nice for their guests and other family members coming into the home. But there's some other creations that you can do as well. One of those is swags. And so just to kind of talk about how to do a swag, I always think it's easiest to put a swag, attach all the greens to something that will actually hold it all in place. And the way you can do that is to take a wire hanger and just stretch it out so it doesn't look like a hanger anymore. So basically you have a hook at the top and then the longer part from kind of how you stretched out the hanger. And so basically what you're going to do is attach your longer stems, like a broom, kind of around the bottom part. And, of course, you're going to need a lot more greens for that part. And then at the very, very top, you're going to have like a smaller bundle of different greens, kind of that layered in effect with the different greens to provide that nice texture and variety to it. And then in the center, between the long part and then the shorter part, you can attach a bow to cover up that. But floral wire is going to be your best friend, especially for attaching it to that wire hanger. The other option that you have is to use pipe cleaners. Sometimes people see that it's easier to wrap with that. But whatever your choice is, you can do that. So there's one option of another way to use fresh greens. There's a couple of other options that you can look at, especially as far as centerpieces go. So centerpieces, you can use a container or you can not use a container. And so whenever you're having people over to your home, you can use this kind of whenever you need to. But if you've got that wet block of floral foam, you can put that actually in the container. And remember, you do want to soak this for a couple hours before you get ready to create your masterpiece. But you can attach it to any kind of container you want to. I always have a couple of those ceramic containers that lay around that might have Santa Claus on it, or might just be white that's got maybe some snowflakes on it, or there may be another type of container you want to use as well. You can attach that wet block of floral foam and then just kind of use the outline of the container to kind of serve as how you want it to actually spill out of the container, again with the thriller, spiller, and filler. And you can always add fresh flowers to it. You've got things like roses this time of year that look really pretty as far as the red roses go. You can also use, lilies. You can use basically anything to accent with that fresh greenery on there. Fruit is another good way that you can also accentuate those. So if you want to use things like pomegranates or oranges or cinnamon sticks, those things always complement our fresh live greenery really well. Chris, the last thing I want to touch on is kind of the safety, especially if you're using it around open flame or candles. It's always good to make sure that if you see it where it's kind of becoming fragile, just remove those or kind of spray them with some kind of anti-transparent so that way it doesn't wick away the moisture. But if you have any other questions on creating different arrangements with fresh greenery, you can always contact your local extension office.
And if you would like to listen again to any of our shows this week or any of Kristen's shows this week on using fresh greenery, you can check it out at Get the Scoop Radio Show at WGGC.com. Kristen, we appreciate that. And you're coming back tomorrow. We're going to talk charcuterie board, right?
That's right. Let's talk.
All right. Folks, we invite you back not only tomorrow, but each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends, down at Hobney, Dye, and Reed, and our friends over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.